On a rainy Monday morning in Mashpee, ecologist Kevin Johnson is balancing on one foot while trying to pull on a pair of waders.
I'll wade out around knee to waist deep and take my sample there.
Johnson is with the Association to Preserve Cape Cod. APCC, as it's known, is a nonprofit environmental organization that monitors water quality in ponds across the Cape.
All right, so this is a small plankton net.
On this particular day, Johnson is collecting three water samples from Santuit Pond. He's making note of water temperature, clarity, and most importantly, color.
This kind of putrid green scum we're looking at is distinct from cyanobacteria. It looks very thick, and this is the kind of stuff that if a dog ingests or any kind of human ingests, it can be very harmful. It's a huge problem.
This year, only about 50 of the Cape's 1,000 ponds were monitored on a regular basis. Experts say that number should be at least 7 times higher to keep the public safe. One of the challenges to getting there, how to pay for it.
I mean, I think Wellfleet is unique in this, where we're actually paying money to sample. There are towns that are not sampling.
Hillary Greenberg-Limos is a health agent in the town of Wellfleet. Like health agents in a handful of other Cape towns, she works with APCC. The nonprofit's ecologists, people like Kevin Johnson, collect dozens of water samples to monitor the presence and density of cyanobacteria every 2 weeks.
If APCC felt the numbers were high enough to be concerned, then we would shut the pond down out of caution. So I would rather be overcautious than undercautious and have folks get sick.
Shutting down a pond to swimming, for either humans or pets, isn't as easy as it sounds. Just notifying people can be difficult. Most ponds have multiple entrances, including private entrances, meaning the people who use the ponds most might never see a warning sign. But the big deal here is the majority of towns on the Cape and Islands don't regularly monitor for blooms. So people may be in jeopardy before anyone's aware there's a problem.
If you're not paying money to sample, then you wait for a complaint to come in, essentially.
Of course, a complaint requires an informed public. But Cape visitors might not recognize unhealthy scum or know who to call. Some blooms are most toxic right after the green color has dissipated, which means there's no visual cue. And water sampling is the only way to know if a pond is unsafe.
So that's where it gets difficult.
If a complaint does come in, towns that don't pay for their own water testing can rely on the Massachusetts Department of Public Health to step in. But APCC Executive Director Andrew Gottlieb says that process is underfunded, and it can take up to 12 days to notify the public.
The problem with the long delay is that during that waiting period, if you in fact have a problem, people have been exposed to that problem.
The Department of Public Health doesn't require that towns test for cyanobacteria blooms. But in an email, a spokesperson said the agency issues guidelines and recommendations to support local health agents. Gottlieb says it's only in the last few years that the toxic pond problem has become obvious. 15 years ago, required monitoring probably wasn't necessary. But now, he says, it should be.
I think that ignorance is transitioning to a neglect that is largely unconscionable. You know, we know what the problem is. We know how to solve some of these problems, and it's still a fight.
Tomorrow, solving these problems. What will it take to prevent a health and environmental crisis? For CAI, I'm Eve Zuckoff.